Masechet Kelim, Perek Kaf Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. Here we'll talk about a writing tablet, which was two boards, wooden boards that were joined together. They were locked in as one with hinges. A person would write on them in different ways, either with sand, with wax, or he would write on it with ink. Mishnah says, Shalosh Pinkasiyot Hen. There are three types of writing tablets. Ha'apiporin Teme'a Midras. A apiporin is a large tablet that is covered with sand, and a person would trace words. He would usually use it for math problems. It could become tameh with tumat midras because it's so big. This tablet, think of it like a blackboard that you could, and it wouldn't be on the wall. It would be down below them. You could sit on it at the same time as you're doing the work, as you're writing on it. So it could be a seat. So it could become tameh with tumat midras. A writing tablet that has a container for wax, where wax was on it, and you would write in the wax different etchings, and it would stay there. The wax would be a different shape. Could become tameh with corpse tumah because it's wood that has a bet kibul, that has a container for the wax, and therefore it could be like a regular keli, could become tameh. But it cannot become tameh with tumat midras because you cannot sit on it while you're doing the work. V'halaka teora mikelum, a smooth writing tablet with no bet kibul, with no container. There's no rim whatsoever for wax or coating to go in there, but a person would write on it with ink. It's tahor from all tumah. It's like a flat wooden utensil that cannot become tameh.